consider. I can't put in poker thing. Well, now really, I remember which terms that they really made it on, because it hadn't been used too much in my time. The Brooklyn was used mostly before my time. We had a granddad and they were talking about the Brooklyn and stuff like that. This new Newton, they come out and say, I'm so new, because I'm getting pretty old myself. But most of you turn crack or hump.
Angry. Suppose you've been working hard all day. You come home and you sit down and say, man, I'm really
tired.
Okay. And at school, the principal or the teacher could send the child home because the child was naughty. But the nurse would send the child home because the child
was dirty.
Or
sick.
Okay. And if a person has a sick feeling down here, they feel sick where?
In the stomach.
You have a name for a noisy, crankish celebration right after a wedding if guests want to tease the bride and the groom. They get tin pans and bells and make a lot of noise.
It's a near. Can't think of the name right now, but if there is one, though, that'd be you.
Would it be shivering or serenading?
Serenading.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say, well, you better be good, or the what's going to get you?
Bad man or spook's gonna get you.
Is bad man the same as the devil?
Yes.
Okay. And how do you greet your friends on December 25th? What's the first thing you say?
Merry Christmas.
And is Christmas gift an old-fashioned expression, or do people still use it?
Yes. They still use Merry Christmas.
How about Christmas gift?
Well, they...
Or Christmas gift?
They use it. They use both of those too. Christmas gift or Christmas tree.
Does that mean they're supposed to give you a gift if you say...
No, I don't think that's really... I don't think that's... It doesn't happen. It's just something that they used to sing, and that's, and it's Christmas time. It's a Christmas tree or something like that. But I don't think they're really expecting anything. Sometimes they give something, sometimes they don't.
Oh, okay. If you had a very heavy suitcase that you had to carry from here all down the road away, when you got there, you'd say, boy,
I'm glad tired.
I'm glad I don't have to sweat.
I'm glad I don't have to go any further or walk any further.
Okay, and I'm glad I don't have to sweat this suitcase.
Carry the suitcase any further or tote this.